Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Your mother, it's time for another episode of Birds with Friends. Just the trio of feathery brethren weathering any season to see the Eagles eating teams like Scrammy's top with cheese. It's Philadelphia, Bo, Sheila, and Zach kicking it cooler than three penguins till Zach runs off with his valet keys. He's a real nuanced goose. Pull up a branch, get loose. It's time for some juice on some
Birds with Friends.
The early bird gets the worm, but prefers getting turned like a turn on some
Birds with Friends.
Bo, Sheila, and Zach coming at you with steps and things flapping their wings on
Birds with Friends.
All I know is Zach said he has a game where he'll don't read both 7,000 and I said I'm in. Let's go. Let's do it.
And so the purpose
what I needed was not to get at least one more reader.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Birds with Friends. Bo Wolf, Zach Berman, Marissa Morris on a Thursday afternoon after the Eagles' 8th practice of training camp, the last of this 4-practice stretch as they enter a day off on Friday before practices on Saturday and Sunday, Sunday night at the Link. And Zach, what'd you have for lunch today?
Chicken.
Chicken?
Yes.
I mean, more specifically, just
chicken
sandwich, chicken salad, fried chicken. What are we talking?
No,
chicken
just salad? Literally chicken. I put chicken on the grill last night. And I had leftovers in the refrigerator today. And so I took it out of the refrigerator, put it on a plate. I was pressed on time. So it was a quick, it was like a 8-minute lunch, if you will.
Okay. Any dips, any honey mustard, ketchup or anything? Or just the straight chicken?
No, I had a rub on the chicken from last night that spiced it up. But that,
okay. So, what kind of rub?
My brother got it for me for my birthday. I'm not sure what kind it was, but I think it's what Jeff Schwartz recommended on Twitter. And so,
interesting. Bringing it full circle, Jeff Schwartz back to last night. Our favorite Jewish offensive lineman. Our second favorite Jewish offensive lineman.
I stand by my comment yesterday that on days when like we have other stuff to talk about, you are all about the Eagles. And on days when we can talk about the Eagles, you spend the first X minutes of the pod talking about my lunch.
Yes, that was that. That's sort of what I was going for, Zach.
Gotcha. All right, it took me a minute to pick it up,
and I was circling it back towards you,
Marissa. I thought you were going to say, Zach, how are you? And my answer was going to be, I feel like in these podcasts, how we feel on like Monday morning after Sunday night games, where it's like I just talked to you guys literally less than 24 hours ago. Right?
Yes, that's true. And Marissa, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Great.
I had a sandwich for lunch.
Okay, what kind of sandwich?
A Jersey Mike's sub. They actually make gluten-free. They have gluten-free bread at Jersey Mike's, so big fan.
And so what kind
is
of
it
sub?
Gluten-free, soy-free, GMO-free?
Yeah. Yeah, probably not those other things, but they're very good with the gluten-free bread. They use separate gloves, everything. It was an Italian sub. Nice. It was very good.
Oh, nice.
I am envious.
Yeah.
I had a banh mi.
What's that?
There you go.
It's a Vietnamese sandwich. It's very good.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, Zach. You know what? I don't want to give the hard sell to the listeners. I feel like if they've got only so many episodes to listen to this week, you know, I'm not sure this is going to be the best one. This was a pretty light practice. And, you know, we emptied the tank a little bit last night, right? So, you know, if you can only listen to one episode, maybe listen to last night's. But
she will be offended, right?
If you're a true sicko, then, you know, we'll hang out for the next 45 minutes or so. But
thrilled to do so. Look forward to these podcasts.
We'll talk about a little Quactus report that we're going to go around the hornbill on the offense and talk about our thoughts through a week and a half of camp, the first two sort of periods, position by position on offense and some of our thoughts. So that will be fun. Zach, what happened at practice today?
One day after Jalen Reagor was...
We were killing him last night.
Scolded, reprimanded. What verb would you like
chewed
to use?
Chewed out?
I, chewed out was in the headline of, your story yesterday. He
castigated.
I don't want to say it was a
reprimand.
Flawless practice because you know there were miscues that must be rectified. But he
had some drops, right?
Yes, but you saw him at his best. He had what I felt was the best catch of training camp. It was... It helped that it was right in front of us, right? It's like it was literally 10 yards in front of us. But a pass to the corner of the end zone, good coverage by Darius Slay, and we kept hearing about Jalen Reagor's vertical leap, right, when they drafted him. Out jumps Slay, extends with one arm, his right arm, catches the football in the nose of the football with one hand. Outstanding catch, and... Really, it was like the best play we've seen, the best contested catch we've seen from Jalen Reagor since he was drafted in April 2020.
Yeah, and I think he must have listened to last night's episode because he was showing some juice today. He was separating. There was even a play in team drills where he got open downfield and just wasn't able to make a catch. And you know, we could also say maybe Darius Slay has been underwhelming at camp thus far. But it was good to see a little bit of juice from Jalen Reagor.
Yes. Now, a few minutes later, I wasn't doing the timestamps today, so I don't have the exact time. But a juked out Slay, like you said, dropped the pass. It was the good and bad. But the fact that he got open stood out.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather see him get open and drop the ball than not be getting open.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know,
and yeah, I like you mentioned team drills. It was, I will admit, team drills were a little harder
tough
for me
day.
To observe today because they were going. Look, it's not the
middle
of the
field, harder. And then the offense lines up like blocking our view.
Yes,
it's a tough watch.
Like Miles Sanders fumbled, and I did as Sanders until after the play, right? So because. I had the whole offensive line behind me, and shout out to Brandon Lee Galton. I could use a few inches from Brandon Lee Galton watching practice. I can't see over the offensive line.
I mean, I'm not sure he can see over the offensive line from that far back either.
I can't walk a mile on his shoes because they wouldn't fit me. So.
Well, you would be able to walk in his shoes better than he could
walk
in your
shoes. He wouldn't
walk
in my shoes, correct. Yeah. Well said.
Okay. What else did you see?
I saw quite a bit. Let me pull up my notes here. First off, we should do some housekeeping. We mentioned the Jacoby Stevens interception
service
on Wednesday. Jacoby Stevens was playing first team reps, right? You know, really progressing. Now he
trusting
is
trusting the coaches.
Week to week injury with a week to week hamstring injury. Him and Davion Taylor, it seems once a linebacker flashes, all of a sudden they get hurt the next day, right?
You know what's weird is that, like, Stevens had that practice yesterday, had the interception, apparently sustains a week-to-week hamstring injury, but then he does the post-practice press conference. Like, he's not getting treatment. He's not wrapped up with a hamstring thing. Like, when did that injury occur?
Maybe it was walkthrough. Maybe it was. I mean, they're on the field.
I hope he didn't get a week to week hamstring injury during a walkthrough.
Maybe it was getting out of the car. Maybe
running down the street, running home. Question. You think? Like,
I don't. I would
or,
love to ask.
Jalen Hurts was so mad about the interception that he came and like slashed his hamstring when he wasn't looking.
I can't imagine that was the case.
I mean, it's unlikely, but it's just one theory.
A working theory there.
Casey does this thing now, and every now and then he'll be like, "What else could have happened?" And so, for instance, we were at this coffee shop outside, and there's like the table is cracked, and he's like, "How do you think that table got cracked?" And so it's like, "What else could have happened?" Oh, well, you know, it could have been a dinosaur, you know, or a tree could have fallen on it. And so, you know, that's like 20 minutes of what else could have happened. So. I'll ask him if he has any ideas for what happened to Jacoby Stevens.
Yeah, my version of that is Reed is asking, like how everything got its name, right? Like,
how did
Paw Patrol get its name? How did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles get
good,
its
those
name?
Are good questions. That's a good question.
And but it and then it's why after everything. So
how and why he's a journalist.
he'll be smarter than a journalist, hopefully. So. Mm. No, in any event, Jacoby Stevens out for a few weeks, presumably. The Eagles still don't have Alex Singleton back, although that is imminent because they waived Shaquille Taylor, and that was ostensibly to open up a spot for Singleton, who has been working out on the sidelines during practice. But they are undermanned at linebacker right now, and two of their recent draft picks at the position, promising young players, if you will, both out with injuries. So that's the update on the injury front. Other than that, Ryan Kerrigan limited. Brandon Brooks still day to day. He's been day to day since the second practice of the summer.
Yes.
Isaac Seumalo remains week to week, as does Devontae Smith. And then I didn't mention Michael Walker in there day to day. So that's the injury report. What else stood out at practice today? In my notes from those drills in front of us, Zach McPherson, again with a good pass breakup. Now it was against Andre Patton, but it was nonetheless a good pass breakup. And I thought Steve Nelson had a good practice today. Showed up a few times.
I think he's been pretty good so far.
Yes, and the point I made in my notes was that a week before training camp, cornerback was the biggest question on the team when you look at the depth chart. Probably quarterback's the biggest question, but corner was the biggest question on the team in terms of the depth chart. Now, I think, based on what we've seen, they have a solid top five. When you look at Slay, Nelson, Maddox, and then McPherson, and Josiah Scott, who has impressed me. Like that's a solid top five, I think.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I think that's fair.
I mean, compared to us talking about Michael Jacquette starting, right?
Well, I don't know why you need to be taking shots at Michael Jacquette.
At the straight jacket? Is that what you were going? Yeah. That's a great nickname, by the way.
Thank you. I worked hard on it. I've been meaning to do an impromptu toucan you with you. And the conceit is that how well do you know the difference between Shaquille Taylor, LaVert Hill, Nate Medors, and Kevon Seymour? How well do you think you would do in this game?
From a profile perspective?
If I give you a little piece of information about one of them, how good do you feel that you could identify who it is?
Well, first off, Nate Medors is not even on the team anymore. Did not do much work on him. I would feel better with guys who I've done substantial work on, but... Yeah, let's give it a shot. Why not? This brings us back to the summer of 2019.
Two, can you name which two of them are no longer on the team?
Well, Nate Medors and Shaquille Taylor.
That's correct.
Are no longer on the team.
Two, can you name which one of them played the most snaps for the Eagles last season?
Nate Medors was not on the team last year. Shaquille Taylor was not on the team last year either. So LaVert Hill.
The answer is Kevon Seymour.
Oh! Is Seymour in this? Okay, I didn't know Seymour. Then definitely Seymour. I mean, Seymour I spoke to. So okay. Yeah, I think LaVert Hill was a futures contract, right? He didn't even play last year.
I believe that's correct. Two, can you name which of the four is the oldest?
Seymour. Seymour's 27.
That's correct. Nice job. Two, can you name which one of them went to Michigan?
Well, this I can do, LaVert Hill. Okay. I mean, I can do the college of every player on the team.
Okay, that's good. Big flex.
It's not a flex. That's just, yeah, I'm good at associating player in college. I could probably do hometown for a lot of them as well, because I did study that during the offseason.
Okay, two, can you name which one of them is from Detroit, Michigan?
Well, LaVert Hill, he went to Michigan. He's from Detroit.
I tried to bounce it back and hope that would mess you up, but you got it. Two, can you name which one of them?
I mean, we're spending time talking about a group where 50% aren't even on the team. And
two, can you name which one of them?
50% probably won't make the team.
Was on the Giants at one point.
Between Seymour, Hill, Meadors, and Shaquille. That's a good question. I would guess Seymour because he's bounced around the most.
The answer is Shaquille Taylor.
Okay, I'm wrong.
I finally got one on you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you did well.
Shaquille Taylor, who I believe went to Kansas, and
that's correct.
He's from Arizona, I believe.
I believe that's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Good job by you.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from practice from your vantage
point? Milton Williams, who Milton. I want to point this out because. Look, Bo, who did like a Milton Williams before the draft, but the criticism was the arm length, right? And Milton Williams got his hands up quickly, deflecting a pass.
Was that my criticism?
Was it your? I remember you were big on the arm length. You're always, you pointed out short arm defensive tackle. Yeah,
I think that's fine.
Yeah, but got his hands up there. I believe Lane Johnson was the one blocking, but I could have been wrong there. But yeah, because it was a Hurts pass and it was on the right side. It was on the right side of the offense, so it was probably Milton Williams. I'm sorry, it was probably Lane Johnson. But Milton Williams with a nice deflection there has played inside outside this summer. Let's see what else. I don't have much for our listeners on Jalen Hurts today. He was fine. I thought Joe Flacco was better today than he's been, and maybe I'm focusing on one pass, but
he has been a little bit better of late.
He rolled out to the right side, darted a pass to Greg Ward.
Well, I don't think anybody ever really wants to see Joe Flacco rolling out.
No, but look, and this is the point I made is that in my write up, you don't sign Joe Flacco for how he'll look in practice in August. You signed him because he's a guy with 170 plus career starts. He has a Super Bowl MVP.
Play a lot of football.
He's a veteran backup for a starter who has only started four games. And while I say starter, I should point this out. Nick Sirianni was asked again today why he won't name Jalen Hurts the starter. He says there's no rush to do so. If you believe the title is a big deal, then this is going to bother you. If you are of the opinion, just watch what they do. Jalen Hurts has taken every first-team snap at quarterback. You know, this, in theory, gives them – if you want to play conspiracy theorist, this by not naming him the starter, you have an out in case they make an acquisition at quarterback. I think it's fair to say that if these are the three quarterbacks on the team in week one, or this is the group they get to choose from, Jalen Hurts is going to be the starting quarterback, no question asked.
I mean, I can just absolutely not get worked up about naming a starting quarterback.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Exactly. So it's not like I really don't think it's a big deal. I would think it's a big deal if we were 2 weeks into camp and they were like rotating snaps. Then it's like, you know, why do you have a legitimate competition going on? Yeah. What's it going to accomplish going with Flacco? But it's clear Jalen Hurts is their starting quarterback.
That's fair. I mean, obviously, unless they make a move that's going to make us all go crazy, which, you know, the rumor mill continues to go. I watched a little bit of the running backs going up against tight ends, or running backs going up against linebackers, rather, in pass routes. And Kerryon Johnson has done a good job so far, I've thought, in these drills and in pass protection. So, something to keep an eye on. He was good. Jamal Singleton was loving him up as the guy who was setting a good example for everybody else. Miles Sanders didn't drop a ball, which was good. So there you go. Should we move on? It was a light practice. There wasn't much to talk about, right?
Correct. Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, there were a few other things that I mentioned in my notes there, but nothing that I think we really need to. The push on, you can check out those, and we've been doing them every day. So if you're behind on something, the Eagles don't have practice tomorrow, Friday. You can check out Bo's notes from Wednesday. You can check out Bo and I together on Tuesday. And then we'll be right back at you on Saturday and Sunday with notes.
There you go.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy!
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds!
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Okay, Zach, I'm calling an audible here. We're going to play a different game. Okay, this is a game called Thumbing Bird Up or Thumbing Bird Down. And we're just going to go through the entire roster of players on offense. And you're going to tell me whether you think they have been Thumbing Bird Up or Thumbing Bird Down through the first 8 practices. Okay? Let's start with Jalen Hurts. Relative to your expectations coming into camp, would you say thumbs up or thumbs down?
And we're only doing up or down. It's not we can't go in the middle.
I think you could do it. You can do it in the middle if you want.
I'll close my fist. I don't think he's been very good.
You're gonna punch him in the face?
No, I mean like I'm not putting my thumb up or down. Or I'll
close your fist in anger.
Okay.
You could do the thumb to the side.
Thumb to the side. There you go. Thumb to the side. I don't think he's been particularly good. I don't think he's been particularly bad. I thought you made a great point on after the first practice, and I've repeated it a number of times, even asked Greg Ward about it. I don't think he's the type of player who is going to excel in a practice setting. I think he'll do better when he can improvise, when he can extend a play and you know make a pass when things break down, when there's a scramble drill. But
Ward gave an interesting answer, I thought, when you asked that question.
Yes. You want to share what he said?
No, it was your question. You can share it if you want. He said you can't even begin to get a sense of him in practice.
Yes, exactly. And that's how Greg Ward was as a quarterback too.
There you go. I think I would say if you had asked me the first week, I would have said thumbs down. I think Jalen Hurts has been better since then. He's been trending up a little bit. So if forced to pick, I would go slightly up, but I would agree that I would go thumb to the side. How about Audubon Joe?
I mean, I don't want to do thumb to the side on everyone. I guess I would do thumb down, I would do thumb to the side. I'm not going to do thumb to the side on everybody. It's just because this is what this happened to be the first two. I don't think he's been particularly good. If you walk in saying, like, where's the Super Bowl MVP who you paid $3.5 million to, you wouldn't say, well, Joe Flacco's, like, that good. But my expectations coming in weren't that, like, Joe Flacco was going to tear the house down. I think I've been pretty realistic about who and what Joe Flacco is at this point.
Well, yeah, because I had extremely low expectations and was killing the signing from the beginning, I am tempted to go thumbs to the side as well, but I actually would go thumbing bird down because I didn't, as much as I had low expectations, I didn't quite expect he was going to be such an energy drain on the field and like just such a sour Sally everywhere he goes.
I think that's you projecting that though.
Well, I didn't expect it. Whether it's projection or not, he has been an energy vampire. So. Okay. That is that's why I go thumbing bird down for Joe. And the possibility that he's not vaccinated. Nick Mullins, what do you think?
I guess I
thumbing
I
would go bird up or up. Thumbing bird down?
I guess I would go thumbs up there. You know, he hasn't looked injured, right? Well, now he hasn't been particularly good. He did have, you know, some nice touch on his passes on the first few days. I think with a larger sample size, you see that he's not much more than a fringe number two, a number three quarterback. But, yeah, look, I mean, compared to some of the number threes that they've had in the past, Thumbs up.
That's true. He's no Joey Elliott. I guess Joey Elliott was a fourth.
I mean, he's better than what Matt McGloin was.
No doubt about that. I would probably go thumbing bird down for Mullins because it doesn't seem to me like he's actually going to be capable of taking Flacco's job. And he's a little bit smaller than I expected, but I did enjoy talking to him in his press conference. I thought he did a good job. And the other reason I would go thumbing bird down is Alex Tanney, the assistant coach who was on the Giants roster last year. He might throw the best ball in camp. I was watching him today. Throws a lovely ball. He might pull a Jeopardy guy and just end up being the backup quarterback. You know, the Dick Cheney move. Pretend you're running a search committee and then you give the job to yourself.
Here you go. It's weeks. I was gonna
Mike
say
White
17.
Is that his name?
What's that?
What's the Jeopardy? Is that his name? Mike White? Sorry, go ahead.
It's week 17, week 18. The Eagles are in a division race, but something happens to their to Jalen Hurts. Something happens, let's say, to Joe Flacco.
Mike Richards.
Okay, yeah. And
not to be confused with Michael Richards.
And the Eagles need a quarterback. Do they sign Alex Tanney out of retirement, or do they sign Philip Rivers out of retirement?
Ooh, good question. I think it's Rivers, and I think there are rules against them signing Tanney. I think that has now been codified after the Matt Nagy situation.
Yes. Gotcha.
So I think they're not allowed to.
Okay.
But yeah, the Rivers thing would be fun. Okay.
Are we doing this for every player on offense, by the way?
Oh, we sure are. You can be quicker if you want.
Yeah, I will be quicker.
Okay, Miles Sanders, thumbing bird up or thumbing bird down?
Thumbing bird down. Drops today, some drop passes, ball security. You know, he was an electric running back last year. I believe he'll be an electric running back this year. But you got to hold on to the ball and you got to catch the ball.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a pretty major part of the offense, obviously. I think he's going to get 80% of the touches, but in terms of camp performance, I would say thumbing bird down because of the drops. Bosco. That's Boston Scott.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar. thumbs sideways.
Okay.
You know, he's been a solid contributor in the past. I don't think he's done much one way or the other to really make me think. Like, he's been fine. He hasn't been great.
I would say, in terms of how he has performed, I would say thumbing bird to the side. In terms of expectation for role, I would go thumbing bird slightly up because it doesn't seem to me that Kenneth Gainwell is, like, ready to take his job right away as I thought might be a possibility.
Sure.
How about Kenneth Gainwell?
Thumbs down.
Because I go thumbing bird a little bit down, yeah.
I was expecting a little more from him. Now, he hasn't played football in a year and a half, right? So that could be a factor here. Or I should say, yeah, I was gonna say 2 years. A year and a half is right. But was expecting a little more juice from him so far.
Yeah, I would agree with that. How about Kerryon Johnson?
Thumbs up.
I go thumbing bird up.
You know, I like the acquisition when they made it. Of course, I was kind of colored by the way he played I really liked him coming out of Auburn. He was really productive in his first year. That team's been a mess, you know, the past 2 years. But I agree with what you said about the blocking. I think he's solid.
I think he had a slow start to Jordan camp. Didn't necessarily look 100%, yeah. But he's been better in week two.
Yes. Okay.
Jason Huntley, big thumbing bird up.
Yes, agree there. And we've discussed this in previous pods.
Yes, I agree. Pods. And he had another nice play in one-on-ones today. Jordan Howard, thumbing bird up or thumbing bird down?
Thumbing bird up.
I think so, too, only because I was expecting absolutely nothing. And he's been alive. So,
26 years old, by the way. Same age as Boston Scott.
That's interesting. I mean, it is crazy. Like, it's a good reminder of the very short shelf life of running backs.
And frankly, it's a good reminder of why, you know, Miles Sanders should be entering his second to last year with the Eagles. Maybe third to last if you want to franchise him. Just that it happened so quick. He's done.
I disagree with that, but go on.
Elijah Holyfield. Thumbing bird down for me. He's done almost nothing.
Yeah, thumbs down because in my notes, I don't have many Holyfield notes.
Yeah, he has not been very involved. And then Adrian Killens. Would you go thumbing bird up or thumbing bird down?
You know I like my hybrids, but I would go neither up nor down because hasn't done much.
I would go thumbing bird down. Okay. He's playing receiver even though he's listed as a running back. And he's still like the fastest guy in the field, but it's not showing up enough for it to matter.
I'm not gonna quibble with you there.
We go to the wide receivers. JJ Arcega-Whiteside. Thumbing bird up or thumbing bird down?
I would go thumbing bird down. I don't think he's done enough to take advantage of this opportunity.
I would go thumbing bird slightly up, actually. This is the first one we've really disagreed on.
I thought he was better last summer.
I don't feel strongly about it. Well, yeah.
That's what I mean.
I think you're right. He was better last summer, and he has not done that much. But at least there is a slightly new role for him as he's working in the slot. And, you know, my expectations for him were super low. I think he's been a little bit better than I was expecting. He's actually been the reverse of a lot of these guys, where he looked better in the first week than he has looked this week.
A quick aside,
maybe,
by the way.
Maybe I'm convincing myself to follow your lead and go thumbing bird down.
It seems to be like an Eagles thing where if your high draft pick struggles on the outside, just put him in the slot and try to to find a new role.
You're right.
That's
a good point.
Look, JJ, Aguilar, if you need to put JJ Arcega-Whiteside in the slot to get something out of him, to me that's a problem. You drafted him.
You're right.
To be
it's
an outside
thumbing bird down. It's got
to
be thumbing bird down.
Like I thought he was good last summer, and it didn't translate to the season, but I don't think he's been good enough this summer.
Water gun to your navel. Does he make the roster or not?
Yes, because they need a bigger body receiver. You know,
he doesn't play special teams.
True, but he's going to be inactive. Like if you have six receivers on the roster, not all six are going
to
dress.
Do you need six receivers? Do you need to keep a sixth receiver from this group?
Maybe not. Maybe you go five and you keep five running backs.
You find a receiver from the scrap heap.
True.
Like I don't know. I mean, do you need let's say it's Devontae, Rager, Fulgham, Greg Ward, Quez Watkins. Do you need JJ Arcega-Whiteside in that group?
Not necessarily, but I would say this. If you want to have like certain roles filled, if Travis Fulgham goes down, then your biggest receiver of that group is Jalen Rager, right? At 5'11", 197.
That's true.
Now, that's not to say you can't add.
But maybe that's where Zach Ertz comes in. Maybe that's the reason they keep Zach Ertz around. It's less 12 and more big slot.
Maybe so, but yeah, so I think just because if you're looking for a certain type, and I do think you want your receiver core to almost be like a basketball team where you have different roles for guys. If you're looking for that bigger bodied outside guy, then JJ.
The flip side to that is like the one thing we keep hearing from guys on offense is that the biggest difference between this offense and Doug's offense is that the receivers are interchangeable and that they're all playing everywhere.
Correct.
So maybe you don't. I don't know.
Let's save this argument for another pod because we do have a hard out and we have all the tight ends and O-line to get to.
Okay. Jamon Osborn, thumbing bird up or thumbing bird down?
Don't have much of an opinion on him. Thumb sideways.
I'll go thumbing bird down. He hasn't done much to flash. Travis Fulgham, thumbing bird up or thumbing bird down?
Thumbing bird up. I'm colored by the practice 2 days ago.
I go down because that was really the only time he's done much. Okay. And I also wasn't watching that session, so it doesn't move as much of the needle for me. I was hoping he was going to come
to this camp and really, really dominate. And that has not been the case. Not that any receiver has, but John Hightower, thumbing bird up or thumbing bird down?
Thumbing bird down for Hightower.
Interesting. I go up for Hightower. Oh, we disagree.
Well, so, because here, I'll explain why, and this will lead to probably the next one. I kind of lump Hightower and Watkins together.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not fair to do so, but they were both speed guys who were day three picks in 2020, and I'm way up on Watkins, and so in contrast, Hightower hasn't done enough.
Well, I was sort of there to begin with. Like, okay. Watkins a step above Hightower, and didn't think that Hightower was gonna show much at all, and he's done a little bit, so maybe I just had lower expectations. You go thumbing bird up for Quez Watkins then?
Way up. Yeah,
interesting.
Been really impressed with Quez, and I think he's
interesting.
I think he's a player and he's a piece.
Ooh, he's a player. He's a piece. I would go thumbing bird sideways. Maybe I just entered with too high expectations for Quez.
He is your guy.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Thumbing bird up or thumbing bird down for Andre Patton? I'll go thumbing bird up because I didn't know he existed until...
I knew he existed, but I will go up because he's getting some run out there, right?
He's not getting meaningful run.
And look, he went up after practice today and shook the official hands.
Okay.
Yeah, thank them for their work. And look, I always respect that, right? You make other
what
people
a concussion
feel
Uncle Tick.
That's not a concussion. No, that's I think you should make people feel appreciated, right? These guys, they're like officials helping out at a practice.
Okay. I mean, that's their job, too.
Is it their job to help at a practice?
Well, isn't that like getting them ready for the regular season?
Maybe so. Yeah. That's a good question.
I don't know. I mean, like if we're talking like shaking the hands of the people who were like working on the sidelines.
Well, that too. It's not mutually exclusive.
That's a little something different. I'm just, you know.
There's no capacity for gratitude, right? Like it should be an abundance.
Well, but don't you think there's a bit of a like buttering up angle when you're doing it to the refs?
After practice, what advantage are you gaining? I guess if they're there the next
tomorrow, they're not going to call a flag on him.
if he was that sinister, if Andre Patton is that sinister. He's trying to butter up refs at a training camp practice.
Let me bird up if that's what he's doing. For sure. Okay. I like that. Jalen Reagor, thumbing bird down, as we've talked about, mm-hmm. even though he had a good practice today. Devontae Smith, thumbing bird down because he got hurt. Michael Walker, thumbing bird down because he got hurt. Greg Ward, what do you think?
Thumbing bird sideways because if they're moving all these other guys to the slot, then where's that leave Greg Ward? 50-catch Greg Ward, right?
That's true. I would agree with that. Okay, let's go to the tight ends. Hakeem Butler, thumbing bird down.
Thumbing bird way down.
Maybe more down than anybody on the roster.
Yeah, I was buying Hakeem Butler stock and before camp, and that's like you're getting no return on that stock now. You're just selling that for pieces.
You're left with empty pockets.
Yep.
Jason Kroom, I'll go thumbing bird down because of the injury. Can't make the club in the dump.
Well said.
Zach Ertz.
Thumbing bird up. He's here.
Yeah.
He's practicing. He's been solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. How about Dallas Goedert? I think I would go Hummingbird down. It's not like he's dominated.
No, he has not dominated. If this was going to be like the summer that...
Right.
I would agree with that. Relative to the expectations.
Relative to the expectations. He hasn't been like some major part of the offense. As much as we've seen the balls thrown to tight ends, it's not like it's been the Goedert show. So, Tyree Jackson, Hummingbird up.
Oh, you know where I stand on this. Thumbs up on Tyree Jackson.
How about
Logan
the old
Thomas 2.0?
How about the old Dick Rod?
Richard Rodgers hasn't done much for me this summer, but Richard Rodgers is not like a I've never found him to be a training camp standout. Richard Rodgers is the guy you sign like on, you know, November 6th when you need a tight end, right? And it just so happens that he'll be here all year this year. But he's a solid pro. That's what you're getting.
That reminds me. I thought about something the other day. As a marketing line for our sponsor, Roman. Is that what's called Roman?
Yes, their ads are all over 76. By the way.
Okay. I've been thinking they could go. They could use Joe Flacco. Okay, and they say turn your id into an O. And go from flaccid to Flacco.
You can pitch that. Tell Joe that. I'm curious what his reaction would be. He seems like the guy who'd be really interested in the Wolf's Den.
Turn your id into an O face.
Joe
and
Flacco.
Go from flaccid to Flacco.
If the locker room was open, he might be the least interested Wolf's Den participant that there's ever been.
I think that's right. I think that's probably right. Jack Stoll. Don't be a Jack Stoll.
Thumbs up, right? He was in my notes the first few days, which you don't usually get from an undrafted guy.
I would go thumb sideways. Okay. I had higher expectations for him. And I think he's been just okay. And then Caleb Wilson, I would go Hummingbird slightly down.
Hummingbird down for Mr. Irrelevant.
Well, that's not very nice.
That's what he was. He was the last pick in the draft.
I know that. Okay. Okay, this one's easy. Jordan Mailata, Hummingbird up. Andre Dillard, Hummingbird down.
Thumbs up for Jordan Mailata, thumbs down for Andre Dillard. We've discussed this ad nauseum.
Lane Johnson?
Hummingbird up.
He's healthy.
He's
That's
healthy.
All that matters.
That's all that matters. Well said.
Jack Driscoll, Hummingbird up or Hummingbird down?
Hummingbird sideways.
Yeah, I was hoping to see a bit more of a jump from Jack Driscoll. Mm-hmm. Or even like... a bit more versatility. He hasn't really moved around that much. He's been playing right guard occasionally on one-on-ones, but I haven't, like, I'd like to see him take some reps on the left side. I was hoping that he might be able to step in and be like the versatile backup at four positions and in his second year, and that does not look like it's going to be the case. So I would go Hummingbird slightly down. How about Brett Toth?
Hummingbird sideways. Hasn't really jumped out. Makes me a bit melancholy about...
If Shea listens to this, which he's not going to, he's going to crush us for not explaining who some of these guys are. Brett Toth is the tall former Army tackle who the Eagles had a couple years ago and then brought back.
So I understand and respect the media restrictions. Like, I totally get it, right? You know, and certainly... having us in the locker room right now probably doesn't make much sense, but it just makes me miss back in 2019 when they signed this guy and you're
you
able
to write
like,
a Toth story.
You can write a Toth story, spend some time, talk to him, yeah, circle back with him, things like that.
Talk and, about the Toth of office.
Yeah, so I hope for,
the Hippocratic Toth.
I hope we're able to get back in there or have something comparable where you can do your Wolf's Den and your features. You're not a one trick pony here. And I'm
two
able to
pony.
Kind of work on some of these stories I like to write as well. And we're not kind of restricted to the press conference setting.
Here's a surprise. I go Hummingbird up on Casey Tucker. He hasn't
I'll
been
defer
bad.
To you there.
He hasn't been bad. He's been
You
fine.
Are our resident O-line expert. You, to your credit, are watching the O-line, D-line drills every day. I'm more of a 7-on-7 guy.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm a football guy. You like this
the fantasy
flag
stuff.
This flag football fantasy stuff. I'm all about the trenches.
Yep.
Thumbing bird up for me on Coyote Awashika.
That's your guy, and Cyree Jackson's guy as well.
Yep, that's right. Brandon Brooks
down because he's hurt.
Yeah, but it's not like it's not a season ending injury. So
true. Okay.
I guess I would just go thumbing bird to the side. Okay. But you probably should go down because he's hurt. How about Nate Herbig?
Thumbing bird up, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. So he's taken every rep as the first team left guard with Isaac Seumalo out. They have not rotated at all. And, you know, he lost all this weight. He's getting gassed up by everybody. But I have not been impressed with Herbie, who I've liked in the past. He's been fine. But I have not been, like, blown away. And he actually said today that he's sort of getting used to this body. Like, his mechanics and his steps are a little bit off because he's not used to being able to move so quickly, which is kind of interesting. So, I don't know. I would go thumbing bird up roll-wise, but thumbing bird to the side for how he's done.
I'm not going to argue.
Okay. Seumalo, thumbing bird down for sure. Yes. Sua Opeta.
Hasn't done enough.
Thumbing bird down for me only because, yeah, you know, it's year three. You would hope that he would make some kind of real leap, and he seems about as good as he's been all along.
This must be tough for you to admit.
I think he's fine. I still love him. Like all my children. Elijah, Boston, DeAndre, all of these guys. So he's welcome on my team anytime. But I was hoping to see a little bit more. Matt Pryor, thumbing bird down for me.
Yeah, I would say so too. Year four, would expect more than he's done.
He's been getting crushed. Almost done here, Zach. Good job. Jason Kelce.
I guess up because he has not been injured and he's been practicing.
Thumbing bird up. Luke Jiriga, and I gotta say, I really overstated the Luke Jiriga love the other day in our guys who have changed our opinion. He jumped out in week one and has not sort of held it up in my mind. So I'm already going thumbing bird to the side.
I will defer to you. I admit when I'm watching this, I'm not spending a lot of time watching the center because it's just not an area of focus I have too often. I'm watching other positions.
Well, then don't go to Browns camp because that's where the interior offensive linemen really shine.
Right.
Ross Pierschbacher.
Thumb to the sideways. Don't have much of an opinion on Ross right now.
I'll go thumbing bird down on Pierschbacher. He's actually not bad.
I mean, when you get to Harry Kreider, I'm going to be...
He's pretty bad. No, not Kreider.
Yeah.
Pierschbacher's fine. I'll go thumbing bird to the side. And Harry Kreider, I go thumbing bird up. I thought it was going to be one of the worst players in camp, and he's been fine.
Do you know where Harry Kreider's from?
He went to Indiana.
Yep. Exactly. Well done.
And he was a good baseball player in high school. All right, Zach. Good job. Right on time.
Right on time. I'm sorry if this didn't have the same juice as last night. I miss seeing you guys. I
How many
like
times, Marissa?
Version.
Marissa, are you there?
I'm here.
How many times did you cry during this episode?
No, I like this. I like this thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways.
Cried because you were so bored?
Yes.
No, I was intrigued. I was intrigued by the offensive line discussion there, you know? So.
Zach, yeah, they need Michael more... Dunn. That's what they need.
Yeah. Zach, you got to pay more attention.
Maybe they could go. Maybe go.
D-line.
That's true. So we do split up, but I will be honest with you. Like, I'm coming into camp. I was so curious about the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, and the corners. I wasn't as focused. I thought their O-line and D-line was going to be strong this year. I wanted to look at those receivers and corners every day. So that's kind of why I watched more of the 7-on-7.
I also think you're being a good teammate because you know I like that stuff.
Well, that too, yes.
Very good teammate. It's good that you guys split it up. You get to see everything because you can't cover it all at once. That's why you guys are the best team.
Well, thank you.
I'm taking that as to mean of among all of your podcasts. So thank you for finally admitting that you do have a favorite.
Exactly. I'll just leave it at that. Just like you love all your children the same, I love all of mine the same too.
You can say that, but we know the truth. All right. Well, I guess that'll do it for this episode of Birds with Friends. We'll be back on Saturday, following Saturday's practice. We probably won't do one on Sunday because it's going to be the stadium podcast. But the stadium practice and it's late at night, you know, it's not going to be that great. So it's fair to say, Zach?
Fair to say.
Saturday, Tuesday is when we'll be is our schedule because they're off on Monday.
Yep, correct.
Saturday, Tuesday, and then Thursday is the preseason opener.
Can't wait.
Against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, no, that's a different show that we don't give pub to on this.
Hey,
there's football on tonight. There's football on tonight.
This game is tonight.
Crazy. I'm excited for that. Yep. Steelers, Cowboys. Steelers, I think, are 2.5-point favorites.
Has Hard Knocks gone yet?
That's this week as well, Dallas.
Oh, because it's the Hall of Fame game. Okay. All right. Well, that's fun. We didn't even get to talk about Kirk Cousins and Jason Garrett. All like these guys who we've been calling out as Melvins and terrible people for a very long time. Just, you know, I can call them well. I know these people.
And real quick, Hard Knocks is Tuesday night, not this week. August 10th.
Well, I don't know if they'll have plexiglass or not. All right.
Oh, I don't want to follow the rules. I want to do my own research. It's personal. It's a HIPAA violation.
Thank you all for listening.
What a jack stole. Okay. Thanks for listening. For Zach, Sheil, wherever he is on the road, and Marissa, I'm Bo, and as always, we love you.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.